Good evening to everyone. Thank you for coming this night. Let us just begin with a prayer. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Heavenly Father, we thank you for every blessing, every gift that you continue to shower upon our wonderful parish. They are truly the signs of your love for each and every single one of us, and your desire to help us to become saints, to be in your heavenly glory. And as we give this very parish annual report tonight, we give you all the thanks, all the glory, for all that you have done this past year in our parish, to continue to mold our hearts into the very heart of your Son, Jesus. And we thank you also, Blessed Mother, for your constant prayers, for your protection, and for your guidance in bringing us closer to Jesus. And so we pray. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy evening to come for this just report, and or what I kind of like to call it is like the state of the parish type of thought. In this, though, what I would like to do, since you have the parish annual report in your hand, the very first part, though, I want us to turn to is the back. Because this is really where we kind of see where everything is moving. Just in general, we have 1,136 families in our parish that comprise of 3,061 total members. Last year, from July 1st of 2017 to June 30th, 2018, we had 622 students. 447 were at our grade school here at Blessed Sacrament. 146 attended Cape and Mount Carmel and Bishop Carroll, and with another 29 PSR students. So that's just kind of giving us a framework of what is our parish family. What are we made of? And because in this very part, we have to see ourselves as a family that is seeking to be always in the family of God, to be one with the Lord Jesus. And that is the role that we're all seeking, that if we're one with the Lord Jesus, we are becoming saints. We're becoming holy. And if there's always one goal I have wherever I'm at, is I want to make people saints. I want each and every single person to be with God for all eternity in heaven. And how do we best do that is through the sacraments we celebrate. We had 294 sacraments celebrated through the aspect of, we had 68 baptisms. A great number. Because if you think about it, that's more than one baptism a week. Our family was growing each and every single week by having someone baptized, brought into the faith. There was 57 first reconciliations, first confessions, receiving what I like to call the bear hug of Jesus as he wraps his arms around us and forgives us of our sins. There was 59 first communions, coming to receive our Lord in the Eucharist, to be fed by him, so that those who have received the Eucharist may hopefully one day get to fulfill the promise of Jesus, where he says, if you eat my body and drink my blood, you will have eternal life. There were 63 confirmations this year. And in this, I want to just take us to a side little part here. In this, an understanding of confirmations, that's fully initiated now into the church. Those who have now become a full part of the whole church in universal. But in this part too, I also want to add in the 21 RCIA candidates on the side. Because really then, we had 80 First Communions. We had 84 confirmations. And if we want to look at it in that terms, of being fully initiated into church, bringing brought in, that 80 means that we had a 3% increase in our parish family. Being able to be brought into that very part. And that's a great thing to celebrate. That we are inviting people in. We are seeking to transform hearts and souls to become one with the Lord. And that's our real purpose. More than anything else, the Catholic Church, and especially here for Blessed Sacrament, we're here to bring people to Christ. To make them saints, to make ourselves saints. And so, in that very growth, that's something we are called to celebrate. We had 20 marriages here. Those who have pledged their love before God to one another, to help each other on that journey to becoming saints. And then we had 27 funerals. And it's always a sad moment to have a funeral. But in an essence, though, too, when we're talking about a family, those 27 caskets or urns, as they were right here at this very spot in the church, what we're doing is saying, Lord, this is our fallen family member, but this family member belongs to you. We're really just ushering them to you as we offer our prayers for our deceased loved one. We entrust them to your mercy. Because we want to be with you and we want our loved ones with you. And that's this whole idea of what we look at as a parish family. From the moment of our baptism, everything in between, to the moment of our death. Blessed Sacrament is meant to nurture the heart, the soul, the mind, the body. To be one with Christ. And these are things that we have done very well. When you look at the part that we had over 1,000 masses offered. That's in part, though, to the fact that we now have an extra priest, having two associates. The fact that we are able to offer Mass during the weekday evenings. The fact that we've been able to offer now an additional Mass on Sundays. All of that to be able to be offered so that our souls can continue to be in union with Jesus. And then over 380 hours of confessions being heard. Major part of that is the hearing of confessions during Mass. Having those extra priests so that as Mass is offered, someone who knows that they need that forgiveness of Christ so that they can worthily receive the Eucharist, it is available to be showered with God's mercy. And the thing is, I have to say, in my 8 months here, it is truly amazing that these 380 hours, I can maybe count on my hand the number of times that I may have been maybe twiddling my thumbs for a brief moment. It is amazing how well this parish understands the importance of confession. That great, there is a great sacrament, and to know that it is a sacrament of mercy, not a sacrament of condemnation or of being smited by God or by the priest, but rather of just, I'm going to be forgiven. And seeing everyone having that great devotion of going and receiving that sacrament to where these 380 hours are really pretty much jam-packed. I can give the example of just last Sunday evening's Mass at 5:15. Myself and Father Adam were in the confessional, and we weren't done until Father Andrew had actually recessed out of the church, hearing confessions that whole time. And it was great. Father Adam comes up and just says, whoa, that was a lot of confessions. And I said, yeah, it's so awesome being here. So it's in that part that I just invite you to see how the Lord then is working such great things in the parish, in your parish, that I have just been blessed to be a part of, to be your servant. And so in that very part, we've had 80 people attend Feast with Fathers. If you have not gotten an invitation yet for that, it will hopefully come soon. It's just by random pick. The only thing I ask is if you get it and you think, oh man, what does Father want now? How much money is he going to want? I don't want any money. This is just a fun evening. Come, myself, Father Andrew, and Father Adam, we make the meal. Father Andrew does a wonderful pork tenderloin. I do the sides. Father Adam does the desserts. And then we just gather. We have night prayer together. We visit and just enjoy the evening. So if you, when you get that opportunity to join us, I hope that you're able to make it and to know that there's no strings attached. It's just, I want to get to know all of you in another way, just outside of the Mass. So in the 3 years that we've had Christ's Life, we're now entering in the fourth year, but these past 3 years, we've now had 294 people go through Christ's Life. Having that opportunity to deepen their relationship with the Lord. We have 472 adorers in perpetual adoration. And that is just, I think, one of the greatest gifts of this parish. One being the fact that it is the first parish to have perpetual adoration. Thank you, Father Vic Bieberly. May you rest in peace. But also, though, to the testament of all of you, wanting to spend that time with Jesus and the greatest gift He gave us, the Eucharist. Being with Him because He wants to be with you. And so I am just so thankful for that very part. I mentioned the 21 RCIA candidates. I mentioned now, though, too, we have 60 people were assisted by our compassionate care throughout the year. And that very need. And then 4,763 different needs were served by the St. Vincent de Paul Society. Those last two sets of numbers, the 60 and that 4,763, is really, though, the living out of what we celebrate then at Mass. We celebrate the very sacrifice of Jesus, Him giving Himself to us. But that is so that when we go out from these doors, we may give ourselves to others. Because we become what we receive. We become like Jesus. He transforms us. And so our hearts are meant to be hearts that give and to share as Christ shares His heart and His very self with us. And so a great, great testimony to the whole parish here. That's why I want to start with this. This is just what is so amazing about being a pastor here. And the thing is, though, is this. I also look at it in this way. It's like, you know, for me personally, I want to break 400 hours worth of confessions. Because you deserve that. I mean, just to being in there. On a side note, in that very part, is so on every Friday during the school masses, myself and one of the other priests, we're in confessions now so that the kids can go more often. And they're taking advantage of it. Matter of fact, Dan Dester, our principal, was saying he was watching one of the junior high kids just kind of like looking back from one of the pews, just kept on, and he's about ready to go over and say, quit looking back, look up front. And then he sees the kid get up and goes, gets in line so that they could go to confession. And he just thought, wow, that's so awesome. And it is. And that's where this whole part, though, is like wanting to go farther, wanting to go deeper. Christ calls us out into the deep. And that's this whole part here, is how do we go deeper? How do we enter in more into that very life of Jesus? To where, you know, we have 472 adorers, that's great. But I also see we have 3,061 members. Can we get that to go higher? I would love it to get to at some point where it's now, instead right now, that's barely underneath, it's 1/6. I'd like to try to reach it at some point in my tenure here to make it at least 1/4 of our parishioners are coming to adoration. And if I hit that goal, then it's going to be, okay, can I get to 1/3? Can I get to half? To where ultimately is how awesome it would be to have all 3,061 members wanting to go to adoration, to where basically we have to say, all right, we just have to go find a church that we can just use for adoration, and because that's the only way we'll fit everyone in it. So, but it is that part. How do we want to continue to grow? I know RCIA continues to have another large number this year. And so we're always seeking, how do we invite people into the faith? How are we being to live this out? And just always seeking, how do we serve those needs to that very part? So, again, to encapsulate all of this, this is the great things we have done. through God's grace for His glory. And it's in a way of just saying, Lord, may You do more in us. And so where does this growth though all come from? Well, this is now when you can turn to the inside of that very first page. And this growth actually is, I would say, one from adoration, just because of our time in adoration, the Lord is going to bless us. But also through that of just continuing to promote adoration, to promote all these different things, our stewardship way of life, through the parish priority plan. How are we cultivating the spiritual life in each one of our members here at Blessed Sacrament? How are we living the new evangelization? And how are we enhancing our Sunday Mass experience? Looking at these things to be able to encounter the loving God who wants to pour Himself into us. And that is in the heart of, okay, how are we growing in this understanding? Now, on the next page, just real briefly, is on our parish financials. As we look at this very part, to have this type of growth, I mean, it's going to cost some money. But the thing is what I want to really point out is, so for last year, from 2017 to 2018, if you want to compare that back to 2013, 2014, the parish has given an extra $500,000. That's what the growth has been. In the period of what they gave in 2013, 2014, it has increased $500,000 to where we're at for last year. Now, the part is that if you notice for this year, for this past year, and then comparing it to 2013, 2014, we also spent an extra $500,000. And in that very part is this, I want you to understand, I take kind of the mindset myself as I'm just now your new pastor. I have no aspirations of having $1 million in our savings account. Because having $1 million does not get a single one of you to heaven. What gets us to heaven is by offering all these different things to where somehow it's deepening your relationship with Christ, that we're wanting to draw closer to Him. I would rather save 1 million souls than save $1 million. Now, with that said, I do promise you this. I'm not just going to spend your money the willy-nilly that you put into the collection. Okay? It is always in my mindset to the purpose and goal of how can I make every parishioner saint? How can I help bring them into greater love of God? And that's really at the whole essence of this very part. When I'm looking at finances, it's in that part. Yeah, it's nice to have a little bit of a cushion, but I never want to do it to say, well, we're going to cut this or cut this or cut this because these things might have these expenses, and yeah, they're helping people grow closer to Christ, but we need to save the money. No, my thought is, if they're helping people grow closer to Christ, let's try to find something else to cut. I'll cut my salary if I have to in that part, because I would rather have us growing closer to the Lord and having that very part of that relationship no matter what the cost. One thing is, though, too, just so you know, that the cash reserves did take a major hit. And the only reason is that is because we repaired the lights in Roosevelt parking lot. We had sidewalk repairs. We had the new air handler unit put on the old gym. We had doors replaced in the new gym. We had miscellaneous mortar repair. And then lastly, as you just saw, the new roof put upon the church. I will say this, all of that money, though, was something that you guys had collected 3 or 4 years ago, I believe, through, what was that called again, CY? The challenge. And so in that part, and now, I mean, we're still in that aspect of looking at beyond the tithes type of giving that goes, anything of that, to our cash reserves. So that if there is an emergency or so forth, hopefully we can cover it without having to come and say, all right, we just had this happen. Boiler went out. well, hope, well, this is what is there in case the boiler was to go faulty and so forth. So that's just, I don't like really talking on finances that very much, just because I really feel like I'd rather talk about Jesus and talk about the gospel and so forth. So in God talking about Jesus, just looking at the cultivating spiritual life, and I'll give you, you can read this at any time, but I just want to kind of highlight things, is when looking at the survey index, like when it says, the parish helps me grow spiritually by helping me develop a personal prayer life that connects me with God. And in this part it says 14% increase in those who responded strongly agree from 2015 to 2018. So we went from 29 to 43%. Now in that very part, that 43%, that change in why we're looking at strongly agree is, I like to give the example of, you know, if I see a movie and I just really liked it, I would strongly agree about it. It was like one of the movies a long time ago I remember seeing. It was Shawshank Redemption. Great movie and everything like that. And I just like turned to my brothers and I'm like saying, you guys have got to go see this movie. This was amazing. I mean, you won't imagine what happens in this part. And so forth. That I want to talk about because I strongly agree. Be like, yeah, that was awesome. When I saw The Notebook, meh, it was good. Never told anyone to go see it. Mainly because I didn't want to tell anyone that I went to go see The Notebook. But it's in that part that I could simply say, oh, yeah, agree. But I'm not going to go tell anyone really about it. It was fine. But if I strongly agree on something, I'm going to be passionate and want to share it with others. And that's this very part here. So looking at the part that we had a 14% increase of people who would go around saying, you know what? My parish helps me to grow in relationship with Christ. And I am glad to be able to share that. I'm glad to be able to tell my friends or a complete stranger. If someone was to come from out of town and say, you know, where would you go to Mass? Oh, Blessed Sacrament. They help. Or someone moves in and says, yeah, you know what, be a part of Blessed Sacrament. It's that part of that strongly agree. That's the part we're looking at. Not that we're trying to steal members from any other parish or so forth, but it is in this part of that, you know what, We're excited about what we do. We're excited about our relationship with Jesus. And that's what we want to share with others. And so that very becomes that very point. What have been some of those things? I would just like to highlight perpetual adoration again. I mean, the fact that we are going in that very part and having people come before the Lord is what always blesses us. The one on that very bottom too, the pilgrim virgin statue of Our Lady of Fatima, and having her come, I always attribute everything basically to Mary, because the only way we go to Jesus is through her. And in that very part, it is a great honor to be able to say that the very same statue is coming back on December 9th. It's coming to the diocese. It's going to land on December 7th. Going to be at on December 8th out at IHM Convent. And on December 9th, on that very Sunday, is going to come right here to our parish. And at 1 o'clock, Bishop Kimmy will be here to offer up a Mass and so forth, and to honor Our Lady of Fatima, to have that very statue here. And so I'm extremely excited to have that here and to allow Our Lady to continue to bless us, to continue to guide us to her Son Jesus, so that our spiritual life, the closer we get to Him, the closer we get to the Lord, the deeper our spiritual life grows. So in that then of living the new evangelization on the next page, there was a 7% increase in the strongly agree to the very question of my parish equips me to have conversations about my faith with family and friends by teaching me how to share the story of Jesus. And in this has been the parish book program that has really helped with that Christ life. But I would like to, highlight the aspect of having just Sherry Waddell come herself, who wrote Forming Intentional Disciples, and the book studies we've had on that Forming Intentional Disciples, and bringing people into that very part has helped us to be able to share that very story of Jesus and the experience we have of Jesus with our family and friends and so forth. Lastly, then, enhancing our Sunday Mass experience is that in the question of the parish helps me grow spiritually as a Catholic by offering vibrant and engaging Sunday Masses. And that's increased by 9% from 37 to 46%. And in that part, so it's a 9% growth, and we're looking at it that, you know, wow. We want to have that vibrancy to where it's, I want to share myself with the Lord who is sharing himself with me in the Eucharist. And so we've had that very part of achieving, hey, how are we going to continue to use the very beautiful liturgy that the church has to bring us closer to Christ, to help us be saints? In that very part, though, too, the parish priority plan in all of these three areas are continuing to meet and seeking now new ways to help us to grow. And some of those new ways may be just very simply enhancing what we are already doing. In that very part of like cultivating a spiritual life, to really get back to those times in which we are having Lectio Divina groups. I know come Advent, I'm going to be offering Lectio Divina on Wednesday mornings and on Thursday during the noon hour. Just to have a little brown, but well, I'll call that one like a little brown bag with Jesus. To have that very part. But to see in that cultivating, hey, what? Not that we have to do new things again, but rather what we've done well and continue to enhance it and to continue to let that fire grow. Same thing with living the new evangelization and the enhancing the Sunday Mass experience. Just lastly then, in this book, and you can read it on your own, the Our Lady of Fatima Library, through the consultation of that very committee, they have decided to bring it to an end. But I want to just simply say thank you to all who have served in one capacity or another with this great ministry, because it served this parish for 70 years almost. And it is truly amazing. And it's just with a great deep sense of gratitude to all those who were stewards in that way and to help bring about those books for people to read and to hopefully dive deeper into the faith. And now, I mean, it's part of the thing is though what's great is that through our parish book program though now, it's, hey, here's this book, you can keep it. You don't have to bring it back because you checked it out. It's now yours. And then if someone oftentimes will say, well, Father, I've read that book. I'll be like, great, here is a copy, go give it to a friend. Let's keep just sharing this with others and having that very part. So it's in this, a wonderful ministry that Our Lady of Fatima Library was, but it's in that part now that with the books being available just to give away, is, and that people can keep and hold on to them for themselves, kind of does make something like this run its course, but it's with a grateful heart to those who gave themselves to this ministry. The Called and Gifted program that we've had and are going to have again has been just a great asset, a great tool that the parish is being able to use to help people identify their gifts and talents. To be able to realize, wow, this is what God has bestowed upon me. And now he's placed it upon my heart, though, too. He's made me come to realize it in my mind, but he's also placed it upon my heart to be able to go forth with this and to be able to share this. And so in that part, I just encourage you, if you haven't done Called and Gifted, if you can this very Saturday, take the time. And just see how the Holy Spirit is moving you. It's just a very powerful part in there. A matter of fact, I knew of a new family that had just moved into the parish. And so I sent them just a personal text saying, hey, November, this coming Saturday, if you have no plans, come. I want to personally invite you to this. And so they are actually looking at one of them being able to come. The other one's going to take care of their three little ones. But they're wanting to have that very part of being, to allowing the Holy Spirit to help in their growth. And then lastly is the Sunday Mass experience, a little article. Again, just showing forth in that part, just really the variety of Masses that we offer. I mean, and when you talk about variety, there's almost in this very part, you have what we normally call the Novus Ordo, the one that's in English that we all know. But on this very night, on Thursday evenings, we have the extraordinary form for those who like that Mass. Because you know what? Both the extraordinary form and the Novus Ordo, they're valid Masses. Jesus shows up the same way. We get to receive Holy Communion, and so it's in this part. Not one is better than the other, but it is in this part that some people like the extraordinary form. And so as a parish, we're wanting to be able to share that, to be able to give it. There are those who it's not for them. Fine. That's why we still have the Novus Ordo, the one that's in the vernacular. So it's in that part. There are those who like our Sunday evening Mass when it's going ad orientem, with the priest facing to the east, leading us in prayer. There are others who don't. And in that part, though, but both are valid. Both are meant, though, to be able to allow a person to enter into that very union with Christ. And so it's in that very part that it's being able to expose us to the richness of what the Mass can offer in bringing us closer to Jesus. And sharing in His very Eucharistic presence and being able to be fed by God Himself through the Mass and through that very liturgy. So in that very part, I have really, really talked your ear off. I'm so sorry on that. But it is hopefully very helpful that I can walk through all of these things much more than just a 5-minute Cliff Notes that will happen this weekend. So with that, are there any questions or so forth? I'm going to hit pause on this.